One very important lesson that we can take from the story of Karbala is that a person should stand firm on their values, no matter what the consequences. Giving allegiance to Yazid was against all the standards that Imam Hussein stood for. And that, of course, resulted in moving out of Medina, going to Mecca, moving out of Mecca, going to Kufa, and intercepted on the way on Karbala. So he was standing firm no matter how much people advised him that you better give allegiance to Yazid and just get rid of all these difficulties and problems. He did not listen to them. The other issue that we come across in on the way to Karbala, when Imam Hussein met Hur and his army, some of his companions advised him, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, let's fight against these people now. They are forcing us towards a bigger army. Imam Hussein said, well, I'm not going to start the battle. He stood firm. He knew the consequences. He knew that he was going to be driven towards a bigger army that they couldn't actually fight against. But he did not break his value. He did not withdraw from the values that he was standing for. On the day of Ashura, again, Shamr came in the morning round his camp, and he was just very close that the arrows could reach him. Muslim ibn Awsajah advised Ya ibn Rasulullah, let us kill this man. This is the one who has actually created all the problems. And again, Imam said, no, we are not going to start the battle. And Shamr went safe back to his army. On the day of Ashura again, he did not start the battle before Umar ibn Sa'd shot the first arrow and they attacked his camp. So we see the consequences were dire. The consequences were very hard. But Imam Hussein alayhi salam stood by those consequences to stand on his values. This is a lesson that we can learn for our contemporary life, wherever we are. Sometimes we actually shrink from our values. We step back from our values because they have some consequences for us. Because standing by values may create some problem for us. We may actually shrink from those values, justifying it but by saying that, okay, it may not be that necessary. We may face some problems, some consequences. We learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam that we have to stand by them, and it is only in this way that Islam could remain. And this is what we believe. Islam remained by the epic of Karbala and Ashura. Islam remained because Imam Hussein alayhi salam showed us the way. Inna al-Hussein, Misbah al-Huda, wa Safinatul Najat.